Bibles, if you would, and just hold them in your hand for just a moment. Just hold them in your hand for a moment. And I'd like to do something here before I preach to you tonight. Amen. I'd like for us to just sit quietly for a moment. Seemed like forever, didn't it? It seemed like forever. How long do you think that was, Pat? I think that was about 45 seconds. A minute. A minute, 15 seconds, 2 minutes. Feels like forever when it's quiet, don't it? I want to talk to you tonight, if I could, for just a little while. Amen. I modified my title just a little bit, Sister Ruth. Okay? I'm going to talk to you, just be quiet. If you know what I mean, I modified my title just a little bit. Silence. We live in a noisy world. A world full of noise. A lot of it's brought on by our own self. They've been doing studies on sound and how sound affects us and what sound means to us. They say that now, less than 10% of our time is spent in silence. Less than 10% of our time. Here are many people nowadays, because of our technology, because of our world that we live in, our culture we live in, there's not much silent time. From the moment you wake up and you pull the earbuds out of your ear, right? Or you reach over and turn off that loud alarm clock. You reach over, you turn the radio on, start getting the weather, getting the news. You listen to the radio until you walk out the door to go to work. You get in the car, start that noisy car. Then when you get in the car, you turn the radio on, or your music, or you stick earbuds in your ear. There's something about noise, sound. We live in a world where people do not want silence anymore. They don't want silence. They've been doing surveys about people and their sounds and silence. But people get very nervous when there's silence. People get nervous when there's silence, and there's something about noise that has put people at, that puts people at ease. I know, think about this. The noise that puts people at ease. Now, maybe you like, I like white noise. You know what white noise is? But I really am not good. I'm really not good with just having noise when I want to sleep. All right? I can handle the white noise. That's fine, but not just loud noise. We're living in a world where there are so many things that we feel like we have to listen to. So many things that's calling out our attention. What they say is that when people are in silence, they are alone with their thoughts. And most people are very uncomfortable with their thoughts. People, because of noise and music and radio, keeps their mind diverted and sidetracked from what's in their heart, what's in their mind, their feelings, because they can keep themselves sidetracked and they don't have that noise, keeps them occupied so that they don't have to just stop and think about their feelings. They don't have to stop and think about what their thoughts are. They don't have to deal with what they're feeling inside in their heart. So they consume themselves with noise. There's a lot of different noises. They break it down in a lot of different ways. But the only thing that you really need to know is, you know what? We live in a very loud society. Where can you go and get away from noise? Where can you go and find silence? When we think about God, God is he's a loud God. You know that? He is kind of loud. I mean, when you think about it, we read about thunderings, lightnings, right? He's a loud God. Earthquakes. I mean, God has a way of making loud noise. But when I read the scripture, I also find, amen, that our God is a God of silence. There's a God of silence as well. Sometimes it would do us good, amen, to listen, right? Amen. To find a place of silence. Say there's verbal silence. You know what verbal silence is? When we're talking, we don't even like silence when we're talking. See, we don't like when a speaker pauses and there's that empty space. We feel like already, because I've been going so much slower than what you would think me to be used to. You know what? You are quieter. You notice how quiet you are? But many of you are like, come on, dude. We're never going to get out of here if you don't hurry up. We're uncomfortable. It makes us impatient. It makes us impatient because we're ready for something to happen. We're ready for something to take off. Let me read to you a few verses if I could. Psalms chapter 46. Psalms chapter 46. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. I want to talk to you tonight, if I can, for just a little while, on just be quiet. Just be quiet. Do you never notice how hard it is just to sit quietly in a room? You think that you sit quietly in a room and you think you have sat there for an hour. And you look at the clock, And it's been just a few minutes. Silence has a way of just seeming like it stretches out time. But you know what? God is a God that is many times he works in silence. Many times while we are praying, God is waiting in silence. Because as long as we can think of another word, we're going to say it. And most of our prayer is not spent in silence, but it's in us talking to God. Sometimes we just need to be quiet. And then maybe God could speak to us. Job, he wanted to know, God, why? Why this? Why this? Why, Lord? Why, Lord? Why, Lord? Finally, God had to tell Job, be quiet and listen to me. Job, just quiet down, be quiet, listen to what I've got to tell you. And then God began to talk to Job, and Job was left in silence. Sometimes we need to quit and quiet ourselves, quiet our world, quiet our environment, quiet our spirit, so that God can speak to us and so that God can work in our life. But we need to learn to be quiet. Learn to be quiet. Amen. The Lord would like to reveal himself to us. Now listen, God can be as loud as you want him to be. Elijah, amen, he could be as loud as he wanted to be to Elijah. He could shake the earth. He could send the wind. He could send a fire. He could do all of that. But when God wanted to speak to Elijah, he said, it's a still small voice. It was in that quietness. It was after, amen, the sound of the fire, after the sound of the wind. It wasn't in the noise of the earthquake, but it was in the quietness that he could hear the still small voice of God speak to his heart. The quietness. Many times we are just too loud and we don't take time to be quiet. I'm one of the world's worst. I'm one of the world's worst. I like my radio going. I get in the truck, I have a radio. I've got my little things that I wear around my neck with my earbuds in. Amen. I wear that when I'm mowing or something. Amen. I'm always listening to something. And you know what? Many times I need time just to stop and be quiet. I can talk to God. I can speak to God. I can pray. Amen. But oh, when I want to hear God, it's best for me to be quiet, to settle myself, and to be quiet. Things that can happen when you're quiet. Let me tell you real quickly before I go on. You know, Jesus, when he walked this earth, he was known on many occasions to go out and find quietness. He was known on many occasions to go out away from the crowd, away from all the rush, away from all the noise of the city. If he might steal away in a mountain, go out in a garden, wherever he might be. But Jesus was known to get in a place of quietness. Man, let me ask you, where is your place of quietness? Many of us would really have to think about that for a little bit, wouldn't we? Many of us would have to think, well, where is my place of quietness? Amen. There we need to have that place where we get quiet with God and let God begin to deal with our heart. Begin to become aware of God. Quietness. Quietness. There was a man back in the day when people had an ice house, and they would break the ice out of the river and they'd take it and they'd put it into an ice house and they'd store it there. And there was one of the men of the community that had lost a very expensive watch in the ice house. The men all came in and they had looked everywhere in the ice house trying to find that expensive watch. There was one little boy that stayed behind. They went out, they closed the door, and the little boy just laid down in the ice house. He laid there, and in a little while, he came out with the watch. They said, how did you find that? We looked everywhere for that. He said, I got in there, and I got real quiet. I laid there until I couldn't hear anything. It was so quiet. And then I heard the watch ticking. You know what? Sometimes we do not hear what God's trying to do in our life because we are so busy, we are so loud. Our life is so full of noise that we don't have time to really just get quiet. Just get quiet and settle in. Amen. For you know what? If we sit quietly for 3 minutes, we think, Lord, you know what? God didn't speak to me. I better go. 3 minutes. You take that long to get through the drive-thru at McDonald's. And you complain about him being slow. But, you know, we think about it. If we just sit quietly for a few moments, we feel like it takes for eternity. Amen. Why not learn to wait on the Lord? Amen. When we take our time and find quietness, it is a good time for us to express our worship to the Lord. It's a good time for us to start focusing in on God and raise our hands and worship him. Amen. As we listen in the quietness of God. Quiet. It's a good time for us to express faith in God by sitting quietly. Sitting quietly and listening to the Lord. In Psalm 62, my soul waits. My soul waits. How long has your soul waited on God to speak to you? How long have you closed off everything else and shut down everything else in your life just so you could wait on God? Wait on the Lord. Wait until you hear from God. Wait until the Lord speaks to you. Oh, wait on the Lord. Amen. You know what? Waiting on God in quietness is a good way to be spiritually restored. Spiritually restored. Amen. Come away. Come apart. Set yourselves apart. Amen. And come into quietness. Amen. And there, let your thoughts be on the Lord. Let your thoughts dwell upon God. Amen. It's a good way to restore yourself spiritually. It's a good way to seek the will of God in your life in quietness. Quietness. What I've been looking, Brother Brim, I've been looking all over the internet trying to find a sermon that'll help me discern the will of God. Maybe what you don't need is another sermon. Maybe what you need is quietness. Amen. Where you can wait on God and let your soul wait on the Lord in quietness. And then let God, you might hear the voice of God. Might hear the voice of God. Amen. Yesterday I was mowing at the camp. That lawnmower it's loud. It's a loud one. I had my headphones in, my earbuds in. I realized in order to hear what I was playing over my headphones, had turned them up as loud as they'd go. All right? So guess what? I've got them up as loud as they'll go. And after a while, I had to stop and get off. And you know what it was like? It's like, wow, it's quiet out here. You don't realize how quiet. Man, the quietness. Amen. Sometimes if we would just steal away and turn off all the noise out of our life, amen, spend a quiet time with God. Spend that quiet time with the Lord, amen, and then maybe as you seek the will of God, or you seek to be spiritually restored, or you find your faith in God or express your faith in God, amen, and reach out to the Lord during those times of quietness. Quiet. Man, you know what? Quiet times is a good time to learn how to control what you say. Many times when we pray, we're just always talking to God. We don't ever really hear from God because we're too busy talking. Learn to stop and be quiet. Learn to control what you're saying and just sit quietly before God. Let me tell you what, I advocate praying. I advocate talking to the Lord and praying. But when you're done, before you just close up everything and walk away, Why not just take some quiet time? Why not take quiet time and just say, Lord, man, I remember when we was kids at Elko. How many of you remember this? That in the schedule at Elko, they had quiet time. 30 minutes of silence. It was like heaven, I guess, that they're going to put 30 minutes of silence there. But that time, that quiet. Let me tell you what, that there was not really quiet time. It was not. Amen. But you know what? Maybe we just need to find that quiet time in our life where we can set ourselves aside that God can work in our life. Amen. And that silence. Amen. The silence. Amen. Silence, it suggests solitude, being alone. Right? Those times when we get alone with God, those times that we can set ourselves apart from everything else. Those times when we can let our spirit just feel a calmness come over us. A time when we can be quiet in the presence of God. Let all anxieties become calm in our life once again. Let all of our fears just begin to subside. Let all of our thoughts begin to come at ease. Let all of that just begin to settle down as we sit quietly in the presence of God. Many times we seek God and we pray to God and we worship God and we do all of that to get God to come down or to come into his presence or to find ourselves in the presence of God. And we work and we labor to be in the presence of God. And then we finally get in the presence of God and we say, oh, good, that's the presence of God. I'm going to go home. And then we walk away from it. And then we leave the presence of God that we have worked so hard and did so much to try to invite his presence. And then finally when his presence gets there, we don't take advantage of it and enjoy the quietness of God's presence. Amen. We're busy. I know that. We're busy and we're noisy. But it surely don't hurt for us to just get quiet. Just be quiet. Say, Brother David, I got a problem with my life. Why don't we just sit quietly for a little bit? Why don't we just sit quietly for a little bit? Have you ever been in a place where the quietness felt so uncomfortable? Silence was uncomfortable? But if I could tell you tonight, you know what? When you sit quietly in the presence of God, I could tell you, I believe that you'll feel a calm come over your spirit as you sit quietly in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Say, Brother David, why are you thinking about this? Well, amen. It's been a few times lately I've been up early enough to be way before the noise started. Way before the noise started. And you know what? That quiet time, such a peaceful time. You can put your mind at ease. Sometimes we feel we have to have that noise because we don't want to deal with what's in our spirit. We don't want to deal with our thoughts. We don't want to face the feelings that we have inside of us. So the noise distracts us and keeps us moving. But I think sometimes it'd be good for us to get quiet in the presence of God. Find that solitude in the presence of an almighty God. Amen. Where God can speak to you. Hallelujah. This is going to be a little bit different, all right? It's already been a little bit different because I quieted you guys down so quiet. That's all right. Because that's how I want to finish tonight. I said, Brother David, don't we need a piano player right now? Maybe not tonight. Is that all right? Don't we need a bass or drums? Maybe not tonight. Is that okay? Would you stand with me? The noise of your life. Noise of your life gets us so. You know when they said the disciples were on the ship, storm was raging. He said the wind was boisterous. It was loud. It was loud. And then Jesus spoke, and what did he say? Peace be still. And there was immediate calm. Don't you think that all of a sudden it got so quiet and everything, all the noise stopped? It just got so quiet. Maybe the Lord could speak to your life today. Has your life just been too loud lately? With all of the stuff that's in your life, and yet you need that time with God. You need to say, Lord, would you quiet my life? Quiet my spirit, that I might hear something from you tonight. Amen. Let's just take a moment, if we would. Would you bow your head right where you're at? Why don't you let the Lord begin to quiet your spirit? Let the Lord begin to bring quietness to your spirit as we forget about all the other things of our life today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we come to the altar tonight? And can we come and let's just quiet our spirit before God and let God begin to speak to your heart. Amen. Let God begin to speak in your heart tonight. Hallelujah.